Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Jen Brody?
This is she.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, definitely will vote.
Okay, thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
55.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Asian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote next year. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied. And now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform, and that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or the last three, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, all healthcare costs. Just the most important to you.
Inflation and the economy.
The inflation, okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What do you think?
So, I think that they are staying about the same.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse. And how often would you say do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat not very concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 50%, and I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The person on the list. Cornel West, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
40.
40. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
0.
The Republican Party, in general, from 0 to 100?
0.
Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100?
60.
Tim Scott, how would you rate him?
Who?
Tim Scott. Do you recognize the name? Tim Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
From
0 to 100? 40. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate that? from 0 to 100.
50.
Donald Trump?
0.
And Joe Biden?
70.
70, thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat not so worried, or not at all?
Very worried.
And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? And we're almost done. Thank you for your kindness to help us. We're 75% now. And
okay,
the first one, America is on the path to another civil war. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly or just somewhat agree? Sorry.
Strongly.
Strongly agree. The next one. American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. The next one. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree,
okay? And the last three, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Somewhat agree.
And the last two, your heritage, tradition, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Is that a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. And please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or, statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalized people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
Okay, strongly with B or just somewhat agree with B?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And just rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5, you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. The first one is the quality from K to 12 education. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Religious freedom? How important is that?
4.
Traditional family values? From 0 to 10, how important?
4.
A fair and equitable court system, from 0 to 10?
10.
Free and fair elections, from 0 to 10?
10.
A strong military, how important is that?
6.
6. Affordable healthcare?
10.
And secure borders, how important is that?
3. 3.
Thank you. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And please read it using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, strongly agree.
7,
okay. Then the last one. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our life, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10?
10.
10, strongly agree with that. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number?
10.
Okay. And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's.
Okay. And are you married and married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or
married?
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.